The Santa Fe School Board is facing a budget gap of about $4.5 million, which is about $500,000 larger than last year. The board is now looking for creative ways to balance the coming year's budget without impacting the classroom in a negative way. For starters, the board is likely to take $2 million from cash reserves to delay possible cuts. However, additional actions may be likely after a series of public meetings to address the budget issues. During a board study session, school officials looked at causes for the budget shortfall and possibilities like cutting non-teaching personnel. In a related story, the graduation rate for Santa Fe Public Schools has increased by about 3.3 percentage points. It's now at 56.5%. That's according to information released by the Public Education Department. In the meantime, the overall graduation rate for the entire state has declined 2 points to 65%. State officials have said that the latest numbers came after a federal mandate changed how states calculate graduation rates. An 8-month-old child has been placed in protective custody after the child's mother and grandmother were arrested here in Santa Fe and charged with possessing methamphetamine and marijuana. Lieutenant Luis Carlos says that he pulled over a green Honda after it ran a red light and nearly hit his vehicle. Inside were Ginger Encinas and her mother, Carrie Jimenez, along with the 8-month-old child lying unbuckled in a car seat. Jimenez and Encinas were both arrested after officers found drugs and drug paraphernalia in the car. Rain and thundershowers are likely today, particularly in the afternoon, with a high temp near 59. I'm John Califf. You can get all the news and information you need by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe New Mexican.